You know something? You and I, we sell ourselves short. We don't believe that we're capable. We don't believe that we're capable of living our dreams and making them a reality. But why not? Who said that you and I cannot achieve greatness? Who said that we can't live our dreams and make them a reality? Who said that we can't do great things for our families, for our communities, for the entire Ummah, the entire humanity and entire creation of Allah? Who said that? Is it our belief? Or somebody else's belief? Did somebody else say that we couldn't do that, so we ended up believing it? But why not you? Why can't you be the greatest that you were created to be? What's stopping you? Isn't it time you arose to become the Muslimah that you were created to be? Look at our pious predecessors. Not just the men, the females. They created greatness for their own selves, for the families, for the communities, for the entire Ummah, for all of us. We can read about their stories today. They should inspire us, and we should aspire to be like them. You know, they had so little back then and achieved so much. Yet today we have so much, yet we are achieving so little. Why not you? What is stopping you? Right now is the best time. Right now is the time where you can step into your greatness and become the Muslimah that you were created to be. Because Allah believes in you. He subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. If nobody else believes in you, He believes in you. You have to take that first step. Nobody else is going to take it for you. Do you know, I know that you've got greatness within you. And I know that you can achieve all your dreams. And I know that you, Muslimah, want to do great things for yourself, for your family, for your communities, for your children, for your siblings, for your cousins, relatives, entire humanity, creation, animals. I know you want to achieve greatness. But I know right now that you don't believe in yourself. I'm asking you to believe in yourself. I believe in you. If I can do it, a normal girl from a normal ghetto, running businesses, studying, getting degrees, then so can you, if that is what you want to do. You can achieve greatness. Take that first step. And you know what that first step is? Our intention and sincerity. I know that we've all got good intentions and sincerities, but sometimes we forget to renew that. We need to renew it daily, every single day, inshallah. We need to renew our intention and our sincerity. We need to make dua after Fajr and every other dua, every other salah. We need to make dua to Allah, say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, Ya Rabbi, my Lord, please purify my intentions and sincerity. Please show me the way that I can also do great things for the Ummah. Why do we cry that the Ummah is in such a state? We spend so much time on social media, yet we're not doing things that we're supposed to be doing. You know that's true. But I'm asking you, just for a moment, what would your life be like if there was no social media? If there was no Facebook? You know, you and I, we both have 24 hours in a day. Just like our pious predecessors and all our pious predecessor women of Islam, we all had 24 hours. You know this claim that we have that they achieved so much things and their time was blessed and ours is not? No, that's not true. That's just an excuse. And these excuses, we give them legs. We need to chop the legs off these excuses. If you fear it, then do it anyway. We all fear it. I know, as females, we get jealous. Oh, look what she's doing. Look what she's wearing. Oh, look, is she doing that? But maybe that form of jealousy is because we are afraid to do what we really want to do, to live our dreams. And because some other Muslim is living her dreams, we gotta bring her down. No, we don't gotta bring her down. We gotta support her. We need to support each other. So are you ready to unleash the greatness within you? Are you ready to unleash the diamond within you? Are you ready to unleash the I am within you? Because you can too. You gotta take that first step. You gotta make that intention and have that sincerity there. It's Ramadan. What's stopping you? Why not you? You, listening to this right now, have greatness within you because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you and gifted you with skills, abilities and talents that only you have. And you know what? Humanity needs what you have. They need your skills, your abilities, your talents, your knowledge, your experiences to make humanity and this world, this universe, a great place. Arise, dear Muslima. This is your time. This is the time where you achieve greatness. This is the time where you step into your greatness. This Ramadan 2013, make that intention. Purify your intention and your sincerity. Make dua. Dua is powerful. All you have to do is turn to Allah. Walk to Him and He will run to you. He is ready to help you. Because Allah does not change the condition of a people until they don't change it within themselves. We have to take that step. Arise, dear Muslima. Arise and become the scholar of Islam that you were created to be. Arise and become the businesswoman that you were created to be. Arise to become the mother, the daughter, the sister, the auntie, the niece that you were created to be. Arise to become the friend that you were meant to be, the wife you were meant to be. Arise and achieve greatness. Don't waste your talents and skills that Allah has blessed you with. Don't be ungrateful. Become grateful. Now is your time. So right now, I invite you, dear Muslima, to step into your greatness, to start believing in yourself, to start achieving your dreams, for yourselves, for your families, for the Ummah, for the entire humanity. The Ummah needs you, dear Muslima.